but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21.
Revolution NMR LLC reminds listeners to honor our military members. Without their courage, we would be unable to enjoy the freedoms granted to us in the Constitution. Let's salute those who have given their lives in the line of duty, as well as those who serve today. Show your appreciation by sending a care package to our troops. Contact your local veterans organization for more information. This reminder has been from Revolution NMR LLC in Fort Collins, creator of Scientific Instruments. Restore Health and Counseling encourages parents to add to your children's education with proper information about drug use, drug abuse, and addiction. Informed and understanding parental involvement does make a difference. Remember, if you're not talking to your kids about drugs and alcohol, who is? That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescent to adult and for private as well as professional drug and alcohol screening, treatment, and rehabilitation. Visit www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning is Steve Lindeman, and we're going to be talking about what's going on in the world today. And, you know, there's just so much confusion. I mean, last week, the Boston bombing, but what is the truth? Well, certainly, apparently, these two young boys were involved, one 19, one 23, but the 23-year-old was married with a 3-year-old child, and yet he spent 6 months over in Chechnya last year visiting. I mean, how do you take off when you've got a wife and a three-year-old child, take off for 6 months and travel to Chechnya and then not work for 6 months? Where's your source of income? Here in the United States, the only source of income we could see is he was a Golden Gloves boxer. Didn't seem to have a job, was able to go to school. Something's very, very strange about the whole story. And then, of course, we hear other stories, certainly that somehow he was related to working for the government. His mother said he was working for the government. The FBI was following him and checking on everything he did. Was visited her repeatedly. And yet the government claimed they had no idea who did the bombing, even though they had pictures of him there, and supposedly with the backpack and then without the backpack. We're not getting the true story of what's going on. We see pictures of the head of the Boston office of the FBI there at the bombing scene, you know, helping prisoners. And then somebody points out that the ambulance behind him, the language is all written in Russian. What is a Russian ambulance doing there at the site of the bombing? Well, obviously, it was not shot there. People are putting all sorts of disinformation up on the Internet to confuse you. Why do they want to confuse you? Because they don't want you to be able to see this simple truth. And that is, of course, that this story we've been told is not true. Well, with us this morning, Stephen. Stephen, what do we want to talk about this morning? Stephen's a prolific writer, does all sorts of articles, trying to bring out what's really going on behind the scenes. So you pick up the story and run with it.
Thanks, Dan. I must say I have really been focusing on this story like a laser. I've been writing daily articles on it. I put out one today. I'm writing another one for tomorrow. I have still another one in mind. I would say straight away, and I'm sure you'd agree with me on this, the last place people in America, in the West, probably anywhere, well, I shouldn't say anywhere, let's say America in the West, should turn for real news information and analysis is from official sources and from what passes as mainstream media. I call them the scoundrel media, because you certainly don't get real, truthful information. So the stuff that they put out, Stan, whether it's in print, whether it's on radio, whether it's on television, it's all one-sided, it's all biased. You get the official the official lies, as I like to tell them. You simply don't get a full picture of what's going on, whether it's reflects this incident or anything else of importance domestically or abroad. And that's pretty much longstanding. I think we agree on that.
We certainly do. In fact, we understand. I even saw pictures, and after you see a picture, it must be true. The woman, she was the principal of the school there in Sandy Hook in Connecticut where the shooting was. She was killed, but she was running in the Boston Marathon. What madness is this? It's a planned program of confusion so that people's minds will not work, overloaded with faulty information intentionally to confuse us. So pick up the story.
Well, just one more thing on that. Goebbels, I don't remember the exact quote, Stan, but Goebbels long ago said if you repeat the big lie often enough, people will believe anything. It's the little lies that pass under the radar and people don't notice them, but you repeat the big lie and keep repeating it and keep repeating it. And there was no television in his days. Imagine what he could have done with television, Stan, so you can see how people, if they tune into U.S. television, CNN or Fox or any of them, they're gonna get just nonstop what I call managed news misinformation. They'll never know the truth. I honestly believe, I'm looking for whatever evidence I can find, that these two brothers were set up. Number one, they were not born in Chechnya. They were born in Kazakhstan. They grew up, they moved to Dagestan. I don't know how much time they ever spent in Chechnya. Whether the older brother went back or not, I honestly don't know. If he did, it only would have been to visit relatives. The militant organization, I forget its name in Chechnya, I saw a headline in the Financial Times yesterday. They absolutely deny any connection to the Boston incident. So I just can't imagine that the militant Chechens, they really only have a beef against Russia. And I guess that's very justifiable for what went on years ago during the Boris Yeltsin years. They have no beef with America. There's no reason in the world they would want to send jihadis to America or incite people to attack America. And I absolutely believe that. What motive would they have? But I ask this, Stan, what on earth motive did these two young men have to attack America and do it in such a high-profile way? What on earth could they possibly gain from it? And I always ask the question, right away, when something like this happens, qui bono, who benefits most from this? There's only one finger I can point the right way, and that's at the people who run the government. I mean, they benefit hugely. Look what happened after 9/11. We had one war after another. We had police state laws one after another. They continue, and I expect much worse to follow this. So there's a huge gain for the power structure in America, for the war profiteers, for the people who I put out surveillance thing. I expect much more surveillance to follow this. There are calls for it. Congressman Peter King wants enhanced surveillance. I mean, we already have a Big Brother society. I'm not certain how much more he wants. I put the surveillance cameras in our bedrooms, in our living room. What on earth does he want? But I'll bet you there's more coming, which means big bucks for the people in this business. So you can see who profits. It certainly isn't ordinary people, and it certainly wasn't these two brothers. One is dead. The other is seriously hurt. Whether he'll survive, I guess we'll have to wait and see. But again, I have no smoking gun proof, but I honestly believe, Stan, that neither one of them had anything to do with this. I think they were set up.
Well, they were somehow involved. Maybe they're basically, certainly some people think that the older brother was working for the FBI, had actually infiltrated the terrorist organization, supposedly for the government. And then, of course, then the other story, well, but he was really actually working for the terrorist organization. It's all confusion. And we're not going to get the truth, at least not for years. And by then, of course, you know, maybe something to remember. We'll be back in a moment. Here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to health, Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, Dr. And, you know, there's so many conflicting stories. There were a number of people who have been interviewed who were running in the marathon who said that they saw the dog sniffing, the drug sniffing or bomb sniffing, sniffing dogs there, a number of police officers, a number of people up on the tops of the buildings watching. And they'd run another marathon, never seen security like this. And yet, of course, the local police said, insisted, there were no bomb sniffing dogs. There was no drills that morning. Some people announced that they'd actually heard public speaker announcements or people with bullhorns or blowhorns actually saying, don't be concerned, this is just a drill. And the police would tell them, this is just a drill. And yet the local Boston police said that there were no drills that morning. There were no bomb sniffing dogs. What are we supposed to believe? And then, of course, there's this story out over the weekend that the government is looking for a cell, a terrorist cell with 12 people in it. Well, how would they know there were 12 people unless, of course, they knew all about the cell ahead of time? I mean, why would you come up with a figure of 12 people? Then we're told in the final shootout with this older son why he is walking. He actually comes out from behind the car, and he's walking towards the police officers shooting. We may see that in television, but that's not the way that things are. Apparently, he had 20 bullet holes in him, and supposedly he was walking towards the police, and then he stopped to reload his gun, and one of the police officers tackled him and gets him down. And the story just doesn't ring true, ladies and gentlemen. Sounds like a like something you might see on television, but this is not reality. What in the heaven's name really happened? How were these boys involved? Were they members of a terrorist cell? Or the older boy working for the government? Somebody was giving him a lot of money. You don't spend 6 months traveling to Chechnya or wherever he went, Kazakhstan, when you've got a wife and 3-month-old child to support. A 3-year-old child, doesn't make sense. So much of this story doesn't make sense, and we're being lied to. And the latest story is there's a cell of 12 people. How do they know there's a cell of 12 people unless it's infiltrated? And ladies and gentlemen, the whole terrorist movement is infiltrated. Al-Qaeda has been funded by the CIA and Saudi Arabia and, of course, by certainly by the Pakistani intelligence, which is simply a front for the CIA. They've been funded all along. In fact, we're funding al-Qaeda in Syria. We funded al-Qaeda in Egypt. We had over 90,000 troops in Afghanistan fighting al-Qaeda, and there was less than 100 members of al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We got 90,000 American troops, 45,000 NATO troops, 100,000 paid contractors, 300,000 Afghan police and firemen and and soldiers. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if you doubt that, go up on the Internet and simply type in the U.S. fighting 100 members of Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. U.S. funding of fighting 100 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. That's all there were. This whole thing is phony. And people are dying throughout the world. And the American people are never told the truth. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Oh, I agree with what you're saying, Stan. Again, the official line is literally the big lie. I mean, there's so much. You mentioned the terror drills in Boston. Well, I quoted a mobile cross-country coach named Alice Stevenson. He was right there, and he said, quote, "At the starting line this morning, they had bomb-sniffing dogs and the bomb squad out there. They kept announcing to runners not to be alarmed, that they were just running a training exercise. There were other operatives there as well, Stan, an organization called Kraft International. It's a Blackwater-type firm. There were maybe as many as 10 of them there. They were dressed in quasi-military garb. Nothing, obviously, that would identify them as military people, but they had on combat boots. They had the same kind of backpacks on that these two brothers had. And right after the incident, right after the bombings, an FBI truck drove up, and people got out of the truck with caps on, identifying them as FBI. They went right to these Kraft people and talked to them. Well, I don't know that the Kraft people were responsible for this, but my best guess is they were. Again, I have no proof of this. I can only speculate that they may have been. They certainly could be. They're experts in this. These people are trained killers. Usually they're people from special forces. They can either be former U.S. special forces or from other countries. They're experts in explosives. The brother's mother gave an interview to Russia Today. She said the FBI was hounded her older brother, her older son, Tamerlan, for maybe as long as 5 years. They were watching everything he did. His emails, his websites that he accessed. I mean, they pretty much knew what he was doing. The obvious question I would ask is, if they were watching him that closely, couldn't they have discovered the fact that maybe he was planning an incident like this? If so, why didn't they stop it in advance? The FBI notoriously entraps Muslim Americans for plots that they never had any intention of committing, crimes that they never had any intention of committing. But they always, I mean, they supply them with arms or whatever, and they bring them right up to the moment of truth, and then they stop them before anything can happen, so nobody gets hurt, nobody gets killed, no bombs go off. Why didn't the FBI do it this time if there was a real plot by these kids? It's another reason why I think that there was nothing at all, that they absolutely didn't plan anything like this. I think the FBI has a lot to answer for. Obama has a lot to answer for. Straight away he said this was a terrorist crime, and he pointed fingers at these two young men. No evidence suggests they did it. I don't think any evidence suggests they did it now, Stan. I'd like to see concrete, hard, indisputable facts. I've yet to see them.
Well, I think there's no question that somebody was giving Stephen, pardon me, the older boy, a good deal of money. You don't travel, overseas for 6 months when you got a wife and a three-month or three-year-old child. He's getting funds from somebody. And basically, he may very well have infiltrated the terrorist movement for the FBI. We don't know. Everything we know is what we read in the newspapers, but you can use your intelligence on certain things. And certain things tells you that the story doesn't make sense. And if you look at the backpacks they were carrying, and you look and see what a pressure cooker, the size of a pressure cooker they're describing, I don't see how, it certainly didn't look to me as if a pressure cooker would fit into those backpacks. I mean, they weren't that large. But basically, supposedly, we see pictures of the boy with the white hat, the younger boy, with his backpack, and then later without his backpack. We don't know what happened. Something happened. We may never know the truth of what happened that day, but somehow I think that they were involved. I'm just not sure what this is all about. We heard the stories about them robbing, certainly stores that evening, and then the next thing is they didn't rob the stores. And then supposedly after committing this terrible crime, they hijack a car and the driver, and they go to some ATM machines and get some money, and then they let the driver go after telling him, supposedly, that they were the Boston bombers. I mean, that doesn't make sense. You don't tell somebody you've committed a terrible crime and then let him go. And, of course, what about the interviews of the man who was, where they hijacked his car? Well, they never give us an interview with him. And there are all sorts of people we're told got contact with these young people, but we never see them. I mean, so much of what we get is simply created by the media. Go right ahead, Stephen.
Well, again, I agree with you, Stan. You get one-sided reports, very, very biased. You get virtually nothing on the other side, and the bias just gets repeated with cable television, repeated round the clock. And I think this story will be around for a good while. And I mean, everybody's involved. You get the New York Times with inflammatory stories. I've quoted the New York Times in articles, in at least one editorial, the Washington Post, the Wall Street Journal, and you can look. My own, I live in Chicago, my own Chicago Tribune. I mean, just one-sided reporting and intimations that, you know, these kids are guilty by accusation. But nothing that I've read, again, points out cold, hard, indisputable facts. I'm waiting to see them. I don't think we ever will see them, Stan. So I literally think this was a setup. I absolutely believe, and I've had a number of radio programs and written much about 9/11. I think that absolutely was an inside job. I refer to this Boston incident as perhaps a mini 9/11, and we know the horrors that followed 9/11, and I expect the Obama administration to take full advantage of the Boston incidents. We're going to have to watch what happens. It took a month after 9/11, before we saw the worst begin to unfold, the Patriot Act about 4 weeks later, the war in Afghanistan just about 4 weeks later, and all the things that followed, Homeland Security and one police state law after another, a surveillance, a Big Brother society, and so much more. I mean, throughout the Bush years, and Obama simply picked up where Bush left off, and he has a kill list. U.S. citizens are targeted. U.S. citizens can be detained indefinitely, uncharged, in military prisons. They literally can spend the rest of their lives there. And on his authority alone, he can order U.S. citizens killed with no evidence whatsoever to prove they're guilty of anything. But, of course, U.S. and international law stand, as we well know, states that anybody, if they're accused, deserves due process. They deserve their habeas rights and so on. But they're not getting anything. And there's no uproar that I hear complaining about these things. So this goes on and on and on. We know the horrors going on in Guantanamo. I've written a lot about Guantanamo, but Guantanamo was the tip of the iceberg. America maintains a global network of torture prisons, and the U.S. prisons that I call a gulag prison system, there are horrors that go on in there. It really is a disturbing tale. I love to quote people, Stan, people I respect greatly. In the article that I'll put out tomorrow, I quote Howard Zinn on terrorism. I quote others on terrorism, and they literally point fingers at America. Howard Zinn, one of his quotes was, post-World War II, there is no nation in world history that has been more terrorist than America. Well, I think it's true. Just check the record, nonstop wars. And these type incidents, you know, the fear-mongering follows them. It gives America a pretext to do what it really wants to do. But it needs to enlist public support, so it does it by enlisting fear. 9/11 enlisted fear. The Boston bombings enlist fear. Heaven help us, what I think may follow.
Well, I share your concern, but of course it is not our government that's doing these things. It's the invisible government that has taken over our government. And Barry Goldwater, on page 280 of his book, with no apologies, makes it very clear. He talks about David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission, and he says, and you can get used copies of the book through my ministry, and basically Barry Goldwater says, the purpose of the Trilateral Commission is to take over economic and political control. And he's talking about the world. And then he goes on to say, by first seizing control of the political government, of the United States. Those are his words, 1979, Barry Goldwater, page 280 of his book. Oh, certainly with no apologies. And then the rest of the book tells exactly how the rest of that chapter on unelected rulers tells how they're going to do it, and they have done it. And you're never going to get this from the media, because the media, 90%, is controlled by six major corporations. We have a wonderful book written by a left-wing professor named Ben Bagdikian. It's called The New Media Monopoly. And he simply names the six major corporations, all of which tie into the Trilateral Commission, the CFR elite, who control the media and largely determine what the American people think. Of course, they tie into the six major corporations that control the six major banks. They control 69% of all the financial assets of our nation. And we've got another five, almost 6,000 banks that control the other 31%. And the average American has no idea. We have a small little group of very wealthy and powerful people who have hijacked our nation. They're subversive, and they're using our political and military power to bring about this world government. Well, our guest is Stephen Lindemann, and we'll be back here in just a moment after the break to continue to talk about what happened in Boston. If we haven't got the truth, we may never know the truth. Organized effort, excuse me, they came fine.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a one-hour time, a person can donate one unit of blood that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message is from Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley. Give the gift of life. Give blood. Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
Well, Dr. Dan here, and our guest, Stephen Lindemann, this morning. And basically, of course, the story is that these were sort of the pressure cooker bombs. But you have to be fairly sophisticated to build a pressure cooker bomb. And in fact, this is the kind that Al-Qaeda is supposedly using. But then remember, Al-Qaeda has been trained by the CIA since its inception. And Al-Qaeda funds upon me, the CIA funds Al Qaeda, but don't take my word for it. Go up on Google and type that in. And go up on Google today and type in, you know, where did the older brother get his money? What was his occupation? Google has totally blocked out information on the two brothers. But you can get a little on Yahoo, but somebody has got to Google and they're not putting it up. But you can go back and certainly type in CIA funds Al-Qaeda, and you'll get all sorts of information on the CIA funding Al-Qaeda that's killing Americans. In fact, we spent trillions of dollars fighting Al-Qaeda, funded by the CIA and by Saudi Arabia and by Pakistani intelligence, which is funded by the CIA. In fact, type in CIA funds ISI, or Pakistani intelligence. You'll find the CIA funds Pakistani intelligence. Then type in Pakistani intelligence funds Al-Qaeda and Taliban. You'll get all sorts of hits on that. And so basically, of course, we fund the people that we're fighting. But after all, if you didn't have an enemy, how would you rally the people behind the invisible government that controls both of our political parties today and makes mockery, certainly, out of the electoral process? They rig our elections. Every one of those electronic voting machines can be rigged. And where's the outcry from the leaders of the Republican Party? Why, it's deafening in its silence. But go right ahead, Stephen.
Again, I agree with you, Stan. Al-Qaeda literally is a CIA creation back in the 1980s, the Mujahideen fighters against the Soviets. And there's a famous photo that I think can be found online showing a group of these fighters sitting with Ronald Reagan. And, I mean, he called them the equivalent of America's founding fathers, if you can imagine that. So from that equivalent to calling them terrorists, that's quite a leap, Stan. And literally today, I mean, as you and I are speaking, Al-Qaeda is used strategically both as enemies and allies. I mean, allies in 2011 in Libya, allies currently in Syria, enemies, I guess, in Afghanistan. I mean, this dirty game goes on and on and on. There's no end to it. And I'm not certain what Google gives us or doesn't give us. Anybody with a little effort can get a lot of information on this stuff. And really call it an open secret, but it very much is there. And, I mean, this furthers America's imperium, as I like to say. And as you said, I mean, America needs enemies. When America doesn't have enemies, it invents them. The only way to enlist public support is to convince people that there really is a great danger out there and your government is on guard acting against it. Otherwise, people would never go along. Back before propaganda, the way it exists today, before it existed in its current form, Woodrow Wilson was reelected in 1916 on his promise to keep us out of the war. He immediately formed a commission to convince people that there was a real threat that didn't exist, and he turned pacifist Americans into raging German haters, and Wilson got the war he wanted. You could go right along. Franklin Roosevelt suckered the Japanese, literally forced the Japanese to attack Pearl Harbor, didn't give the commander, Admiral Kimmel, any advance word, no intelligence. The attack happened. Roosevelt needed a mass casualty. He got a mass casualty. World War II followed. dare I go on. The Korean War, the Vietnam War, all the same thing. Manipulated events to give America the war it wanted. Gulf of Tonkin proceeding. Full-scale war against Vietnam. Before that, Harry Truman got his Korean War. But finally, the North Koreans responded to numerous South Korean cross-border incursions. It's amazing how long Kim Il-sung put up with this, but he finally acted. And he was blamed for what Harry Truman got the South Koreans to do under Syngman Rhee, a fascist despot, America's man. So we just fast forward up to the present. And we see the stuff going on. Does Obama have more wars in mind? I really think he does, Stan. We'll have to wait and see. I mean, there's talk about America getting involved in Syria. 200 U.S. troops have been deployed along the Syrian-Jordanian border. This ratchets up things more than they have been already. The hostile rhetoric against Iran continues all the time, claiming Iran is an existential threat. it has an ongoing nuclear weapons program. It does not. I don't say it. I quote U.S. intelligence, Dan. There's an annual assessment by the combined 16 U.S. intelligence agencies, and they've basically been saying the same thing year after year. There is no evidence that says Iran has an ongoing nuclear weapons program. There's usually a tagline to the effect that we don't know that Iran does not have such a program. We just can't find any evidence that it does have a program. Well, Iran is the most heavily surveilled country in the world. If America has no evidence, you can bet there's no program. But you hear this hostile rhetoric, literally there could be a war. That would be a disaster. I think U.S. getting into Syria would be a disaster, but attacking Iran absolutely would embroil a regional war would follow, and very possibly there could be a global war, and there's only one name for that, and that's World War III. The people running America, Stan, Israel, and Western countries, do they want to risk World War III? There were no nuclear weapons at the start of World War II. The stuff they used then were toys compared to what they have now. Do these people really want to risk humanity being annihilated? I mean, it's possible. Smarter people than me have suggested the possibility. I've mentioned it in articles. This is the kind of world we live in, Stan. It's not the world you and I grew up in.
I certainly concur, but I fear that we are going to have a major war over there in the Middle East. And, you know, there's only one worse thing than a war. That's losing a war. And I believe, of course, that we've been able to maintain our position because God, certainly this was a Christian nation. It's no longer a Christian nation. Certainly our churches have been infiltrated and neutralized. When did any of our listening audience ever hear any of our major ministers speaking out against torture? Can you tell me which of our ministers has spoken out against torture? Have they not speaking out against torture? If they're not speaking out against what we're talking about this morning, then how can they be representing God here on this earth? And I really feel that we have a terrible tragedy. Our ministers have been told to be silent, and there have been a few who have spoken out, and there were people planted in their churches, and they got rid of them. It happened in my own church. I couldn't believe it, looking back, how I could have been so naive as to what was going on. But this is the story of what's going on in America today. And we have the finest enemies money could buy. Who funds Al-Qaeda? I mean, after all, we're going to have 90,000 troops. We had 90,000 until recently in Afghanistan. We got about 60,000 now. But we had 90,000 troops fighting less than 100 members of Afghanistan, of Al-Qaeda. Go up on the Internet, basically, in December of 2009, Steve Croft on 60 Minutes interviewed Obama and asked him, why are you sending an additional 30,000 troops to Afghanistan when there are less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda there? And Obama, without even blinking, said, they're plotting against us. My job is to protect America. We're sending 30,000 additional troops. Less than 100 members of Al-Qaeda. Ladies and gentlemen, this is $100 bill. Do you have a question or comment?
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering our high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroconstruction.com.
Rocky Mountain Shooters Supply in Fort Collins is proud of our military. We thank you and your families for the sacrifice you've made. We pray for your safety in war and your safe return. May God bless America. This message from Rocky Mountain Shooters Supply, 3507 East Mulberry Street in Fort Collins, the full-line gun store and indoor shooting range, the largest gun safe dealer in Colorado.
For information, call 472-5600. That's 472-5600 or visit rmss.com.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Well, Dr. Stan here, I guess this is morning, Stephen Letterman. Do you want to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, Stephen, how to get your material?
Oh, it's very simple, Stan. I put my email address on the bottom of every article I write because I like to get feedback, and I try to answer everyone. I also keep a blog site, which I set up really just to keep my articles in chronological order for myself to be able to refer back to them. And anybody can access my blog by Googling my last name, Lendman. They'll get right to it. They'll see my articles, my own radio program, the Progressive Radio News Hour. They'll see my books. And again, they can access me personally by just finding my email address, sending me an email on any article or on anything, and I'll be very happy to respond.
That's Lendman, L-E-N-D-M-A-N, Stephen Lendman. You can always get him off of Google and get to his website that way. Well, Sydney, I think as time goes by, we'll get additional information. But I don't know, did you see that article over the weekend? Now the government suddenly believes that two young boys were part of a cell of 12 people involved in terrorism. Now they're searching for the other members of the cell. But how would they know there was a cell? So the boys didn't tell them. Obviously, they knew everything that was going on, but they have been lying to the American people. And they put those pictures out the first of last week after they supposedly got them off the video surveillance. And they said, you know, if you're out there and you know who these people are, let us know. Why would they do that? They'd been tracking this one boy for 5 years, according to his mother. And they followed him everywhere he went. They tracked him on the Internet, every place he went on the Internet. They knew everything about him. And yet they're asking the American people, hey, who is this boy? They must think the American people are pretty dumb, and unfortunately, they really are. They never stop and question what's going on. Would you agree?
Oh, I absolutely agree. Again, there's no evidence. And here, the feature story online, but the New York Times, the headline is, quote, suspects seem set for attacks beyond Boston. The New York Times, Stan, I use this article, I quote from it in an article that I'm writing that I'll put out tomorrow. There's not a shred of evidence to support the headline. I mean, there's nothing, not a single fact in this article that says, aha, we told you so. Here it is, A, B, C, D, E. Nothing. How can the New York Times put out a story like this based on just supposition without any facts at all? And this stuff just keeps going over and over and over again. So a line I like to use, Stan, is when they pick out these individuals, whether it's these brothers or anybody else they want to target, and they're literally guilty by accusation, case closed.
Well, I mean, I think that they were somehow involved, certainly. We were told that they were actually on the evening, I guess it was Thursday evening, they were actually robbing stores. Then they tell us that they weren't robbing stores. And then they hijack a car. And then they release the driver after telling him they're the Boston Bombers. And then they rent another car. And then they're involved in a police shootout. I saw on 60 Minutes last night, pictures of the and infrared pictures of the firefight. There were literally, if you believe what you saw with your eyes, hundreds of rounds of ammunition exchanged between the two boys and the local police there in Watertown. I don't believe there were hundreds of rounds of ammunition, but you watched that 60-minute program and they had the infrared pictures of it. And you saw these repeated flashes from both sides, all in blue. And as I say, there were hundreds of rounds of ammunition expended, and I believe that thing was totally contrived for our mental benefit. Did you see 60 Minutes?
No, I didn't. I didn't see 60 Minutes.
I like to see what the enemy is doing. They do a wonderful job of putting out the establishment's point of view.
They sure do. They sure do. They're experts at it. I mean, they literally can convince people that black is white or white is black, Stan. Another thing that popped in my mind, supposedly the older brother and maybe the younger brother had an explosive vest strapped to their chest. Well, the older brother, the doctor at Beth Israel Hospital in Boston said the older brother was literally riddled with bullets from head to toe. There was a quote in one of the websites that I saw. Well, his body was intact. There were no limbs blown off. He arrived in one piece. The younger brother arrived in one piece. The older brother was in one piece. If either one of them had an explosive vest on, their limbs would have been shredded. Yeah, you couldn't identify the bodies. So I think that's another big lie that was told. They had on no explosive vests. Where does this end, Stan? I mean, one thing, and these facts, these claims about both brothers, I think evidence will come out slowly that will dispel a lot of the things that were said. That's the stuff that I'm looking for. If there really is hard facts to dispel what I call the official lies, what I feel are the official lies, then maybe we'll really get to the bottom of the get to the bottom of all of this. And I like to point fingers the wrong way. Whoever was responsible for this, they're the ones who should be held accountable. And so far, I see nothing that identifies these two brothers. Maybe they were, but I want the proof. I want the facts. And again, I say I haven't seen them.
Well, I love this story, and I mentioned it earlier, but supposedly the older brother comes out from behind the stolen SUV, and he starts walking towards the police officers who are hiding behind their cars, and he's firing at them with his gun. And he has 20 bullets in him, and he's still standing there firing. 20 bullets in him, you know. And then, of course, one of the police officers risks his life and runs over and tackles him. What's wrong with this story? Well, it probably would look great on in a movie. But in reality, when you've got 20 bullets in you, you're not walking towards your adversary firing your gun at him. But imagine, ladies and gentlemen, they're playing games with our mind. They're creating this word picture, and we can just see this fellow out there. But this is not the real world. And if you stop and think about it, I mean, how could they be? So we were told definitely they were actually, you know, going from the one convenience store to another, robbing them, and then we're told it wasn't true. And so what do we know is true? Well, we know there were bomb-sniffing dogs. We knew that the government knew that there was going to be an attack that morning, and that the attack was not stopped. And they certainly knew that these boys, certainly if what we're told about them is true, at least that the older boy certainly was involved with the terrorists, or was he? Was he working for the government? Is that where he was getting his money to travel for 6 months? Doesn't he have, when he has a wife and a 3-year-old child, or here? Well, we're out of time. Stephen, God bless. Thanks for being with us.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Fort Collins Radiator Shop reminds listeners the effects of child abuse are devastating. For those who survive, the pain inflicted upon them as children will often influence their entire lives. If you or someone you know needs help, contact your local authorities immediately. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 970-482-6783.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Mann back here at the Freedom Network, and what do we know? We know this organized effort to confuse us. If you'd like to read the book, The New Media Monopoly, written by a left-wing professor, but it's an excellent book, and because he thinks the right-wing controls the media, the right-wing thinks the left-wing controls the media, and they're all wrong. There's a small little clique. The clique described by Barry Goldwater in his book, with no apologies on page 280. In fact, that whole chapter on elected rulers is important. You can get used copies of With No Apologies from my ministry. We want you to get it. We want you to read that chapter, copy that chapter, circulate that chapter. And Barry Goldwater in 1979 told you exactly who controls America. And basically, of course, you can get then the book, The New Media Monopoly, we carry that. We do these things so you can know where to get them. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, because you need to get David Rockefeller's book with memoirs written in 2002, where he tells you he's part of a secret cabal working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring, that's his word, not mine, conspiring with others around the world to bring about a more global and economic system, a politically adequate global and economic system. And then he says, if that's the charge against me, I'm proud of it. I'm a proud internationalist. Then he goes on to say, well, the people who are critical of us, I mean, what would they have done? Look how we've raised the living standards in China and throughout the world. And that's true. They have. But they bankrupted America. And we have a massive debt that will never be repaid. And the whole financial system is going to come down. Oh, by the way, we have raised living standards throughout the world. America leads the world towards this one world government. That's what it's all about. That ancient satanic plan, Luciferian plan of all the secret societies, a one world government, a one world financial system, a one world religion. And that's why they've changed the message of our churches today. And they've changed the very structure of our society. Well, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get a new 4-CD set on certainly on what happened basically on the threat of an EMP attack, because I believe we are going to have an EMP attack on America, and that's going to change the structure of our society. We have the DVD and certainly the 4-CD set. We even have the book, A Nation Forsaken, written by a man who 30 years was a with the Defense Department, Michael Maloof, who actually, when he retired, was a senior analyst. He writes about the threat of an EMP attack. Now they're going to focus our attention on the danger of the terrorists who are financed. The Al-Qaeda's always been financed by the CIA, the best enemy money could buy. You need an enemy to rally the people behind the government. You need an enemy to rally the people behind the government. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, will change your entire perspective of the world. And then, of course, you need to go to our website, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com, you can listen to our programs there. Our other program is 4 hours a day. And, of course, there on the Internet, you can listen 24 hours to the archive programs. And you can hear Joyce Riley and Chuck Chris Meyer and Sydney, Pastor Butch Paul, on our website. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our website, radioliberty.com. You need to get informed. You need to help us get the truth out. And then for America, pray for revival, but please pray for our ministry, Radio Liberty. If you can help, we'd appreciate it. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Hope Pool and Physical Therapy in Greeley would like to take this time to remind everyone, a blood donation truly is a gift of life that a healthy individual can give to others in their community who are sick or injured. In a 1 hour time, a person can donate one unit of blood that can be separated into four individual components to help save multiple lives. This message